Welcome to Wrestling to Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Crystal Frederick, CEO, Leave and Inheritance Wealth Group, LLC, Start Business and Life Encouragement Coach, talk show radio host, and real estate pro agent. Welcome, Crystal, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on your show.
No problem. I'm excited. Okay, so let's get started. My first question is just briefly, what was your first business you started and why?
My very first business that I started was AKS Property, and that was my real estate firm. And I started that over 20-some years ago, and the reason why was because I was a single parent raising my three children, and I needed to be with them as well as have an income, and that was what I chose to do.
Okay. So, man, that's interesting that you started off that way, because normally, you know, when you think of real estate, whether it's a real estate agent or investor, that's normally on, like, it's not consistent. So that wasn't a problem?
No, it actually wasn't for me, because I guess throughout, I've always been self-employed, you know, basically as 10 years old, I remember selling Penny Candy for 3 cents, 5 cent suckers, you know, lollipops for 25. So I always was that type. I was your magazine door knocker, you know, the donut seller. So I guess I just felt that, you know, I can do it. But to go back to the question that you did ask, exactly what made me get into real estate was I was buying my first investment property, and someone had, you know, they kind of fraud me. They gave me the house not under the condition that was agreed upon, and I didn't want that to happen to anyone else. And that's what drove my interest to actually become an agent and open the company, because at that time I was only an investor.
Okay, I see now. Okay. Now, the other question is, what is the advantage and disadvantage in real estate in being a woman?
That's a good question. Well, I believe, you know, things have changed since I've been in the industry. You know, we talking about 2000, you know, 2001, 2002,
right,
all the way up to now. But the advantage, I believe, to being in it, you know, as for a woman, is it allows flexibility. I think it is a lot of flexibility. You learn the business. You market it. You're able to meet more people, connect, and grow your business through collaboration, and, you know, and whatever you bring in into the business, your personality characteristic. That's how you, you know, connecting with other people, and you have some people with one of the largest assets, and that is owning a home. So
okay,
I think that's a great advantage there.
Right.
If I say a disadvantage, I mean, the market have changed, but back in the days, I think one of the disadvantages was because I think most people seem to gravitate towards a lot of the males, you know, of knowing, you know, maybe the business, the ins and outs more than the woman may have at that time, you know. But now, you know, there's an increase, there's a fluctuation, and women are really into every part of the real estate industry now.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Well, I'm glad you share that, because that was the reason why that I asked, because, you know, I know times have changed, but it's good that you share that to really see now that we are really progressing now, and as opposed to years ago. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
No problem. Now, the next question is there a connection between the financial industry and the real estate?
Yes, there definitely is. And I'm part of that connection. I have a partnership called Real Returns, and that is where I actually connect partnership with other realtors in the industry to help them inform their clients of mortgage protection, which is the type of insurance that cover the mortgage for just in case the buyer passes away or have an injury or a critical injury or be diagnosed with any kind of critical illness, that their mortgage will be able to be paid off, leaving their families, you know, feeling a little bit safer and taken care of just in case anything happens.
Okay. Now, well, let me ask you that. I've owned a home twice, and I'm trying to remember, isn't that what the homeowner's insurance is for, or is totally different?
It's totally different. The homeowner insurance protects the lenders. You know, that protects the lenders. So, of course, they need you to have that to protect just in case something happens to the home. They get paid. And having the mortgage protection is actually over you. It protects your home for just in case something happens to you. Your home will be paid off. Your loved one, your beneficiary, you know, will be able to have that home paid off and not have to worry about it.
Okay, you know what? Oh, thank you for sharing that, because you know, I know that was something that was required, but you know, it's so much involved, and so you don't always, you know, think of all the little things and how it might not really benefit you, and it benefits them more than what was a requirement. So that's really interesting to know. So I'm glad you shared that. So that's good. That's good to know. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I would like to share an example of what happened.
Sure,
there was a client that she didn't know, but you know, through the coronavirus, she fell ill and was unable to work, and she was diagnosed with a stroke, and she was out of work for I guess about 4 or 5 months, and she was about to lose her home. And she did not realize that she had the mortgage. She had forgot about that she had that mortgage protection. But once she had was informed that she had it, she was able to get the necessary funds she needed to catch up her mortgage payment and take care of her for during that time. So, you know, it's a big plus. It's a big plus. I tell anyone, it's a big plus to have.
Well, that's great to know. So thank you for sharing that. So is that something that people have to purchase at the time of settlement, or can they get what afterwards?
Well, after they can get that afterwards, you know, they can reach out. I'm happy to serve them, and you know, they can reach out afterwards and just connect to get that set up, because it is an evaluation that do take place, you know, because since it is mortgage protection, it is an insurance. So, you know, there are some, you know, qualification limitations.
Okay. I see. Okay. Great. Great. Thanks for listening to Rest Meets the Revenue podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Get ready, world. This is Danish Jones, and I will be coming to you first thing in the morning to start your day off with good news. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 a.m. to the Unsung Celebration, where we celebrate the unsung heroes of the world. The doctors, the teachers, the community leaders, and anyone who you feel deserves a platform of recognition. So tune into the Unsung Celebration, where we are committed to giving you your flowers now.
This is Donetta D. Morin. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, and we have a special guest, Crystal Frederick. I'm going to continue with the questions, and thank you so much. I wish I would have known this when I had my house, and things probably would have been a lot better, but that's okay. At least other people know now, so that's the most important. Yeah. Now, the other question I have, as a seasoned entrepreneur managing many businesses, have you been sleep deprived?
That's a good question. And of course I had experienced that so many times. I have had my share of experience of being sleep deprived. I have.
So how did you feel when you felt sleep deprived?
Pretty lethargic the next day. Not feeling at my best, feeling that, I just felt more like I have to push it, but sleep is much needed, I do know that, it's much needed. You can't really function in the proper way and to handle your business as you should when you are sleep deprived.
Right. Yes. And at times people think of sleep deprived just behind the wheel, but that's not the case. That you could be sleep deprived at any time. And I know just recently, just last week, I was going through something and it really bothered me and I didn't realize it. And I woke up at 3:00, I went to the bathroom and I wasn't going to get back to sleep. That is not me. Like, what is going on? Like, oh my goodness. And I tried and tried and just could not go back to sleep. I was so exhausted that I felt pain in the back of my neck. My head hurt. I felt like I was drunk. I was just so out of it. And I take care of what I had to take care of in the morning. And I came home and took like a 2-hour nap. I felt a lot better. And then I went to sleep my usual time. And then the next morning, I was great. So, it's the bottom line is to not let it go on the next night and the next night and the next week and the next month. That when you do feel that way, make sure you take a nap or get some sleep the next night so that way you can be productive because it will affect your health in the long run.
Yes.
Thank you. That's exactly correct.
I'm glad that you shared those tips that because that is really that's really correct about how you will feel because you can't move forward with that. And I had my shirt on those nights. I was a little workaholic, so sometimes you don't want to go to sleep until you finish whatever it is that. Yeah, I mean, I could start that morning. I'm an early riser, so I could start about 2:00 that morning and don't feel finished until 2:00 that next morning. So, I'm still trying to maintain, getting some rest, getting some sleep.
Well, I guess the thing to look at it is if you have to break it up in projects, like instead of trying to complete everything all at one time, just say you have 10 things on a paper, just do from 1 to 3, stop, get your sleep. And then, so break them down in many projects. So that way you have the energy and you'll be alert. And believe me, your mind and body, spirit, everything will love you a whole lot more, by doing it that way. Great. Now, the next question I have, do you believe wealth and health goes hand in hand?
Absolutely. I totally believe that. I actually have a,
supposed to speak on Saturday concerning that webinar with WEP and HEP. They actually go together because your wealth is your help. And see, if you don't have help, you cannot maintain wealth. I mean, because, you know, it takes you to work. It takes your body to go out here and do those things that you need to do for your wealth. And if you don't take care of this, it's no good, because I want to be healthy and wealthy, not, you know, not just wealthy and have a, you know, no help that I can enjoy in my wealth, you know.
Right, yes. I definitely agree, because sometimes people just look at the money. I'm chasing the money, or I'm focused on my business and I got to do this. But if you don't take care of yourself, then you're not going to enjoy it. And so, you know, that's the last thing. Or sometimes people feel as though they have to work hard, but what about working smart? And not trying to do everything, because you have the next day and the next day. As long as you take care of yourself, you know. So, you know, like I was saying before, break things up in projects. Because I do understand I'm project driven and I like to get things done, but it's okay to stop and finish it the next day. Because sometimes if you push yourself, then you're not going to really be productive, and you think you're working, but you're actually not, because that you're not really doing what you should be doing, because your body is tired. Your body and or your mind is tired, so both.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. It's like you remind me of something that Ralph Waldo Emerson said. He said the first wealth is help. And then I know there was another saying that say health is like money. We never have a true idea of its value until we lose it. And so I see it all the same. It all ties in exactly what you said.
Right. Yes. Now, the other question I have is, why is it important for you to share about wealth, health, and how it relates to sleep?
I think it's very important because I think because wealth, health, and sleep, I think it all integrated together. You have to have proper sleep. You have to maintain your rest, your body, for it to function in the proper way. Your body, you know, has to take and recuperate, regurgitate. There's so much that this body go through, so many beat down, you know, you overthink and rethink. I mean, we work this brain so much, you know. I recently underwent a concussion, so I know that how important it is and how your brain actually functioning through that, and how much rest that body needs, you know, more than we know. And so they all together, I mean, I think, you know, proper sleep is one of the number one thing on top of your health. You know, as well as, you know, it's conducive to your wealth, you know.
Right. And that's a wonder, because I do remember years ago, I remember the doctor telling me something about, like when someone gets sick, even if it's a cold, and they push themselves, it's going to take longer for you to get better. So it's almost the same scenario for sleep. That if you don't get your proper sleep, or you don't take care of your health, it's going to take you longer to get better, and then it's going to take you longer to obtain that wealth, because you don't have the energy, you're not thinking straight, you're not making right decisions.
Sure.
So it definitely do really, it do go hand in hand. So I definitely agree. So thank you. Yes. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest of the Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Donetta D. Morin. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner. Gain energy you need to take the business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it. for staying with our special guest, Crystal Frederick. Crystal, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking your time to share all your valuable information with our listening audience. And if you can please share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Yes, you can go on my website, leaveaninheritantwealthgroup.com, leaveaninheritantwealthgroup.com. You can send me an email, actually, crystalf@leaveaninheritantwealthgroup.com, or contact my business line at 980-224-0719, 980-224-0719.
Thank you so much. And if someone would like to reach out to me, I can be reached at respectsleep.me. Once again, respectsleep.me. And as always, sleep heals.